This is News Radio 600 KOGO.
KOGO and KMYI HD2 San Diego.
Live, local, breaking.
Do you or do you not take part in Dry January? Maybe you give up booze for Lent? Why, that could be a good plan. That's on the way. January is a great time to kind of make a reset, and we all, you know, make resolutions around healthy behaviors for the new year. It was started in the United Kingdom in 2012, Dry January. Now millions participate. They just choose not to drink for the month of January. Joining us on the KOGO News Live line is Dr. Arcana Dubey, and I hope I said that right. If I didn't, go ahead and correct me. Doctor.
Hi, really nice to be here, Lagana. It's Arcana Dubey, but it is totally fine. I'm excited to talk about the Dry January.
Well, you are the Chief Medical Officer of United Healthcare, so I'm assuming that you know whereof you speak. So let's talk, first of all, about the benefits of going 30 days without booze.
Yes, because of Dry January for 30 days, we will see some short-term, some mid-term, and some long-term positive effects on your health. So short term would be you would sleep better, you would notice that your mood is better and your energy levels are better. And it mainly happens because your liver gets some time to digest the other food that you're eating and not focus on alcohol. In that way, in the short term, we also start to notice the sugar levels in the body to start evening out, some cholesterol benefits and blood pressure benefits. We also see in large studies that alcohol triggers hunger. So we tend to eat a little bit more, and we also lose our sense of like how hungry we are. And so by eating lesser because we're not drinking, we tend to also start to shed some weight too. So some of us make this resolution of exercising and eating well. Not drinking will help you to meet those and stick to those goals for January and beyond. And then the long-term effects is there are certain cancers like breast cancer, stomach cancer, oral and esophagus cancer, and colon cancers have definite connection to increased use of alcohol. And we have seen in California, we rank 34 in the nation, and 19.1% people reported that they were drinking a lot more. So it would be a good time to reset in January.
So it's interesting because I know that over the last couple of years I'm drinking less and less and less, and I like it. And one of the things that I do is I have a soda stream, so I add just a little bit of apple cider vinegar to a little bit of fruit juice and a lot of soda water, and it feels like I'm having a cocktail, but I'm not having a cocktail. Are there other substitutes that people use?
Yes, a lot of different substitutes. See, you know, especially what I say is tips to be successful. So one of the tips is exactly what you're mentioning, is finding a healthy substitute that gives you almost a similar feeling of drinking something, but it is non-alcoholic. So one recipe that you just shared, but there are some beer substitutes that are non-alcoholic beers that are already out there in the market. You could look into that. Some people like the bubbles in their alcohol, so they could choose into a more bubbly drink, like these flavored waters that are bubbles filled with bubbles. So those are ones that you could think of. But also think when you're going out to meet your friends. Typically, that's when you start to let go. You could carry your own drink with you. Or know what drink you're going to be ordering if you're going out to eat out. So those are ways to substitute your drink with alcohol-free spirits. Sometimes, you could make those exotic drinks, like you could add rosemary, you could add some flavored things that yourself, you can muddle up berries in the fruit. And that also reminds some people around wine and others too. So there are ways that you could find these recipes. They're available, especially if you could think of going into websites like Rethinking Drinking. This is from NIH. You could possibly get some more recipes of these alcohol-free spirits that either you can yourself make or are available in the market freely.
Now, is there an app that kind of helps you stay on track?
Yes, there is. That's a second tip I would give is the Dry January app. So you can just go on your phone and download that app. And that allows you to then look at what is triggering your want for a drink. And the drink may not be alcohol, but a drink. Either it is a routine of having a drink while you're making dinner, or it could be a routine when you're hanging out with your friends. So think of those times when it is triggering it, and using that app, you would be able to figure out the patterns and then fill up those times with other drinks or move those activities to a little bit later or before. So generally, you know, boredom or loneliness or habit is what triggers the thought of alcohol, and we tend to go to it. And the third tip I would also share, which is very, very important, is, you know, meditation, yoga, or even breathing exercises. They tend to help reduce our stress. And typically, a large number of the 19.1% folks that reported increased drinking, they had stress as a trigger. So if you use meditation or breathing exercise or yoga or even a fitness challenge that you can sign up, it helps you to reduce that stress and thereby reduce that trigger for alcohol.
All right. Chief Medical Officer of UnitedHealthcare, Dr. Archana Dubey, thank you so much for joining us.